Hola. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Lisa Pravara. I come from an organization of Chile. And I'm here with Gaia. We've all seen the figure in one of the presentations where we saw the exponential growth of plastics production in the world. Clearly, this is directly related to the quantity of plastics which ends up in the oceans. So the production of plastic cannot be isolated from the analysis of the quantities of plastics which become waste and which are found at sea. I think we have to go deeper into the information on the quantity of plastics produced, which are transformed into products which become waste, or products which are really necessary for people's lives, or whether these are simply mass consumption products which have no real function in people's lives and lives of communities. This is something which has also to be related to the discussion of the models of development. There is a lot of talk about the impact of development in the Southern Hemisphere countries, seeking more appropriate lifestyles with local production, much more closely related to the local culture, instead of receiving products which come from other cultures and countries, which extract the natural resources of countries, of our countries, and which they also contaminate. So we have to investigate also the health of people, but also the modes of the lifestyles of traditional communities. And we should see how pollution with plastic has an impact on these lifestyles and whether these lifestyles are sustainable. The difference between lifestyles which